Trouble in the Ivy League. The FBI is investigating charges that a Princeton admissions officer gained unauthorized access to a Yale University website. Elise Jordan broke the story for the Yale University student paper.
At the Yale Daily News, we kind of try to keep up with our beats over the summer and different things that are going on so that when we come back in the school year, we can keep up with our reporting. And I was just talking around with some of my sources and looking into several different things, and then I kind of stumbled across this story.
You got it from someone in the administration?
I have no comment about the source.
You can't tell us about your sources. You're a good journalist. Well, tell us a little bit about this site. What exactly is on this site?
Well, to get into the site, students had to enter their birth date, their social security number, and their name.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the level of security. And the creator of the site, Alexander Clark, who's a Yale sophomore, told me that this was because if anyone did access the site without authorization, this would be a traditional security breach.
But now you're saying that the Princeton admissions officer used the Social Security numbers and the birth dates that he had in his files from these students. He knew that they had also applied to Yale, or he guessed that they had already applied to Yale?
That's what Yale's security report is alleging.
Mm-hmm.
That they were able to get on the public Yale website to get confidential admissions data because they had the students' passwords.
Why was Princeton doing this? What kind of advantage did this Princeton admissions officer hope to gain?
Well, one thing would be that possibly Princeton could hypothetically tailor their recruiting strategy if they were interested in specific candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Because Princeton would have had access to when kids access this site, this Yale site, they had a chance to enter their special extracurricular interest and tell what they were interested in pursuing at Yale. And so Princeton could see that, and then with more specific information about the student's interest, they possibly could tailor that pitch even more to appear more attractive.
So Princeton could counter the pitch that apparently was being made by Yale somehow.
They could, hypothetically.
Mm-hmm. What's been the response from the Yale administration? What are they saying about this?
They're taking it very seriously, and they do seem concerned. And yesterday, President Levin also said that Princeton's administration, that he feels very confident that they're taking it seriously, too.
What kind of penalty does Princeton face if this turns out to be true?
Princeton can face charges for civil trespass,
mm-hmm.
for fraud, for invasion of privacy rights of students.
Mm-hmm.
So there definitely are some really interesting legal questions posed by this.
Mm-hmm. How about the admissions officer? What kind of penalties does he or she face?
He's been placed on paid leave mm-hmm. while investigations are pending.
Mm-hmm. I suppose this does nothing to lessen the rivalries between these schools, huh?
Well, it would only be speculation from me, but it definitely shows how heated the competition has become within the Ivy Leagues.
Well, thanks, Elise.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Elise Jordan broke the story in the Yale Daily News about a Princeton admissions officer accessing files of applicants to Yale.